weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes. Chris, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be here. Let me pull down this music. I have been a big fan of this feature for a long time.
Mutual fandom.
And there is heaps to talk about, so I think we should really get into it. But before we do, we've got a question for you at home or for you in your car if you're listening.
Set the scene, Chris.
What's the question about?
Okay, well, so this is on the back of, as we talked about the last couple of weeks, 50 years of the Misuse of Drugs Act and Green Party. Not only marking that, but this week it's 5 years since the cannabis referendum.
It was 5 years ago.
5 bloody years ago.
We voted for that. And
I talked to people in the shop that haven't even heard of it. Like, they've grown up past it. You know, it's actually a distant memory for a lot of people.
Ah.
Time to move on. That's what the Green Party are saying. Or is it time to move on? Should we re-examine it? So there's a question. They've got an online platform where you can go in and do it. But text in if you've got some ideas. This is the question. And they do know. It's not a question of whether you use or like cannabis. That's a different thing. This is talking about the law. If we were to legally regulate cannabis in Aotearoa, what kind of rules would you want to see around access, possession, use, sale, supply, and sharing? And how would you like to see those rules enforced?
5395. I would be intrigued to know your outlook, because I've been thinking about it a lot. I don't think I want them like vape stores. I don't think I want them everywhere. I don't think I want them all down K Road. You know, like, do you know what I mean?
I think it's a fair enough concern. I think K Road might be a slightly different district, perhaps. But
yes, maybe two on K Road.
Ten or 20. There's 60 people with liquor licences on K Road.
Oh, okay.
So that gives you an idea
of... Well, that's actually a thought. Do the bars sell it? I don't know. Anyway,
Typically not, yeah. Referendum model... That had all that in there. But yeah, that's right. What do people think? And one of the reasons it's come up, and of course you text in
5395.
One of the reasons it's come up, this new report's come out, not only this 50th anniversary, but Helen Clark Foundation this week released a report done with Otago University researcher, Dr. Rose Crossan. And key finding, you could shift the drug budget into health, make it a health-based approach without actually changing the law, but just shift all the money over, make it a health-based approach, and you wouldn't get voter blowback. So this is really a message to politicians. Stop being so worried and concerned and freaked out about it. Whenever the subject of drugs come up, they just go crazy without even using them. You can actually have confidence that people won't punish you, because it's actually what people want to do.
Because it is medicinal. It helps a lot of people.
Not just that, but the emphasis on law enforcement. So, for example, out of $100 that's spent right now, when you add up all the money spent on drugs in New Zealand, not the purchase, of course, not what you or I might spend on them, but the government's budget, whatever, almost $70 is law enforcement. Only $1.40 out of that $100 is harm reduction. $5 goes to prevention. So, you know, that's your kind of good kind of ones. And then about another... $25 out of that $100 is treatment. So at that point, you know, people have already got the issues in that. So the upfront cost should really be loaded the most.
That is interesting. We're getting texts already. Shall I tell you some? Because I quite like it. This is an interesting thought. No one under 24 should be allowed to, you know, if marijuana is legalised, purchase it. That's do you have a thought on age?
There's pluses and minuses there. One of the I think where they're coming from is people are still developing. One way of looking at that though is your brain's actually changing through your entire life. So where do you draw the line? And if you have a legal age limit that's too far out there, and given that most people that consume cannabis are actually young, if you looked at the volume of cannabis that's being consumed every year, the tonnage, the majority of it would be people under 25. So if you're trying to bring the market into a legal kind of framework and all that kind of thing, having an age limit like that might not work.
They'd find it.
That would be the problem. The tinny shops would still be there.
We should be allowed to grow up to 99 plants for personal use. 99? You'd need a lot of land for 99 plants.
Maybe. You could squeeze them into a small area and just have 99 small ones. So some places in America have that kind of limit. But more recently, you might have an area rather than a plant count. That would be more accurate, because your canopy size dictates your yield rather than the number of plants you squeeze in there.
Right.
And so that's kind of a better one. But even better would be like to home brew. You can do whatever you want, just don't sell it. And don't give it away to the kids down the road. And it's when you have evidence of that kind of thing happening that you'd get busted, but the onus is on a sort of trust model of like, well, if you're brewing homebrew in your basement, you can have as much as you want. Fill your house up with it. But just don't sell it.
Yeah. Good on Helen Clark supporting this research.
Absolutely.
Or the Helen Clark Foundation, I should say.
One of the cool things that they talk about, and this was what came out of their research, is this recommendation. Newsroom have covered it. Rose Crossan, the primary researcher, he's done a kind of think piece on there of how do we move beyond this kind of locked thinking and that these politicians have, and that is to depoliticise it and have a citizens' assembly or something along those lines.
Are we having one at J Day? Are we having a citizens' assembly on J Day?
That's a good name for it. I love it. I'm going to call it that.
What? Change J-Day to Citizens Assembly J-Day? Well, no. I mean, I know we were going to talk about it at the end, but can we talk about J-Day now? Because I worry that people even judge J-Day. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like these people you're talking about that would vote no, I think, yeah, we need to make that more inviting.
I think we've tried to do that. It's got a big medical kind of focus, and there's a lot of information and learning and things like that. But, you know, it's not for everyone. If you want to convince everyone, you need to have, you know, different events for different folk, I guess.
Yes.
But it's a little bit like a wine and food fest, a beer and wine type thing. If you're into beer and wine, you go to them, and if you're not into it, you don't, you know.
But at beer and wine festivals, you get this little cup around your neck, and then you go and taste lots of things. Do you do that at J-Day?
We encourage safe sharing. So rather than just passing a joint around and that kind of thing, you either have your own and that, or do that kind of thing where you have a... your own. In fact, we sell them down at the shop. They're these little things called mouthpieces, and a piece like a piece man.
Yeah.
And you put that to your lips, and the joint is in it, or the pipe in that, and then you're not sharing your goobies, you know. So
yeah, no cold sores.
It's good to be safe. Be safe and hygienic. We definitely encourage that. If you got COVID or a cold, stay home. Celebrate J-Day at home.
Yes, absolutely. Anything else about J-Day? Do you have food stalls for those that get munchies?
Absolutely. I would say it's probably one of the best food truck experiences in the country.
Chris, that's a bit cool.
I think that. Because it's in Albert Park, for a start. You're among the trees and gardens, and we are really thinking about what is your culinary experience going to be like, you know?
Tell me, what have you got?
Oh, we've got it all.
It's like different textures, flavours.
We got it all.
Do you have, like, do you think munchy food when you're thinking about the stalls?
Yeah, there's a bit of both. There's little snacks for on the go, and then there's your more substantial, you know, when you need something to see you through the day. It's important.
Gosh.
Drinks and things, coffee, got it all. Good entertainment. Love it. Come on down. 6th of December, by
Who's
the way.
Who's playing?
Public Park.
Okay, Chris, I'll read it out.
I don't actually know, to be honest. No, there'll be people. Jaffa Mafia are curating the sound, and I'm sure that we'll have a lineup to tell you in the lead up.
I love that. See you at J-Day, Saturday the 6th of December, Albert Park, Auckland. And please can we use Albert Park more? That is one of my favourite park in Auckland.
Oh, right.
I reckon.
Yeah. Traditional home of free speech, going back forever. And I think that's why we've always been there. Since 1994, makes it, I think, longest running protest in the country. And certainly the longest continuous use of Albert Park. And at one point, we were in the unitary plan as having, like, rights there. But it's a traditional event. They couldn't kick us out. Those days are gone.
Oh, unitary plan.
So behave yourself when you come.
Well,
please.
The unitary plan are looking for submissions. Maybe we could, you know, submit that for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm into that.
I don't know. Okay, what else are we talking about? Oh, tell me about this green fairy. So there's a lot of people that don't know how to get marijuana, and so they find these little green fairies, and it's sometimes a lot of sick people, and sometimes, you know, people that need marijuana for their pain and stuff. And the green fairy source has been shut down.
Yeah, this is exactly what you're saying. There's a lot of people that are locked out from the legal supply. Either don't think that they will qualify, or it's too expensive, or for whatever reason, don't trust medical professionals, whatever it is.
Well, don't want their doctor to know.
Don't want their
it's still that
know.
Stigma. Yeah.
Don't want their insurance company to know, their
exactly.
employer,
yep.
all sorts of reasons. A lot of insurance companies, if you fess up, you use cannabis, they'll just cut you off. You're gone. You're out.
Say that again.
For things like medical and life insurance, if you say you use cannabis, you're just gone. You're not getting coverage.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of them, not all of them. You have to kind of, if you want to be honest, you've got to shop around. But of course, if you have your prescription, then you're like, I'm doing it
well,
legally.
Well, that's what I just, that's what I was ticking in my head. I was like, but how is that, that's going to really screw things up if it gets legalised? We don't have to think about that yet, Chris. I'll let your brain rest.
Okay. So what's happened is down in Nelson, Arian Barlow, former health worker, was an interesting difference between the Nelson Mail and the New Zealand Herald. In the Nelson Mail, former health worker supplied cannabis to Green Fairy Network, court told. So that's setting the scene. Former health worker, actually worked for Te Whatu Ora and a community health role, supplying cannabis to Green Fairy. New Zealand Herald, judge spares ex-Green politician prison over large-scale cannabis cultivation. Kind of a different lens in that headline, eh? But anyway, so there you go. So he was importing some, what they've got him for, importing some seed, growing a whole bunch of plants. It was the helicopters that flew over, saw what they call, the police said were 80 very large plants. Went around and raided them. Charged with all sorts of things. Class B, because he was making tincture. And in fact, anyone making muffins or brownies for grandma, it's the same thing, Class B. And that's what you're up for. So your caregivers and your green fairies are actually right out there because they're doing cannabis preparation. So they're treated like people possessing cocaine and MDMA and all sorts of other things that are in Class B. And yeah, so bloody hell. So they've gone out, they dried two plants, so they got their kind of yield and calculated from that $420,000 yield. There's that number. But half of his plants were actually CBD, you know, basically hemp.
So yeah, that's specifically good for medicinal people sometimes.
For certain ones.
Yeah, for certain ones.
THC is actually your main medicine. Even for things like sleep, it's THC that helps with sleep. CBD doesn't, but a lot of people use CBD for sleep thinking it will. But yeah, anyway, so half of it was CBD, but it was all medical. They found, police found things packaged up, ready to go to, written on the package, the Green Fairy. So it's literally, there's your evidence right there. It's labelled up to go to the Green Fairy. And but they said, they told the court, well, his intention might have been good to provide cannabis to the less fortunate for medicinal reasons, it was still illegal. And the judge, Bill Hastings, now he's actually the former censor. Back in his censor days, Bill Hastings, before he became a judge, who heard this case, he did cases involved, so I got to fess up to this. I had to do submissions to him. He did Normal News, Cannabis Culture in High Times, and some of those he banned for talking about cannabis, because cannabis is a crime, therefore you're banned.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah. You're talking about not being allowed to print things, seen as we're on Auckland City campus, Auckland University campus
very
today, because I believe that Crackham?
Yeah.
Are fighting some interesting things now.
I just saw what I read in the Herald, but I don't know much about it.
No, neither.
Concerning,
but
always concerning, that kind of thing.
Ticked my brain. We've got 1 minute left. What are your tips for the week or your things for the week, Chris?
Well, get onto the screen party thing. But good on Barlow anyway. Support him, I guess. You know, write to the Herald. They did the worst kind of story about it. Send them a letter. He talked about the two-tiered system. Easy for some people to access cannabis and not the others. That's the kind of thing you can tell the Greens and their thing. So it's actually at the Green website. You can also get to them via Instagram or text us in here. Maybe we'll compile some and forward them on to Chloe. So that question again, if we were to legally regulate cannabis in Aotearoa, what kind of rules would you want to see around access, possession, use, regulation on sale, supply, sharing? And how do you want to see those rules enforced? And you can send them in or come on to J-Day too. We'll have our citizens assembly at J-Day.
Chris, how do you feel about a text that I read you that we just got in that wonders if you're too biased on pro-dope?
Be that guy. That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for. That is your job. You're
I'm
right.
Providing the balance. There's enough of the other side already out there.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Interesting. Should I finish? Should I read this text? It's quite...
But I do try and be straight up. And I always try and have the references and the studies to back up.
No, you do.
Or I say it's my opinion.
I like that. all right, time for this. Do I do that? Oh, no. This is what I want. There we go.
Do it, man.
Hey, have fun at J-Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, there's one more thing.
Yeah?
Head on down to Urban Art Village down in Britomart, down in the square there at Britomart, right now. It's at 10 p.m. tonight and all day tomorrow. We have sponsored this really cool... earth-building architecture firm that are doing some hands-on hemp mud building. Right.